This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, our friend. How you doing, Leslie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Are you doing okay? You doing all right?
Yeah. I'm all right. I'm great.
Do you have a council meeting today or not at 10 o'clock?
We do, yes.
Okay. At 9 o'clock, you need to either listen or you need to go back and listen to the audio because we're going to have Brian Hare on, who is the author of Puppy Kindergarten and a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Duke University. He runs the Duke Canine Cognition Center, and he's going to tell us what dogs are thinking, how do we read their body language, and do they know what we're saying to them? And I know you've had some issues with those miscreants of yours, right?
I have two test subjects. He can borrow, yes.
Yeah, I'd be glad to ship them up there for a couple of... You take them, Doc. Take them for a couple of months. God bless you. Good luck. Let's talk about... The homeless center that the governor opened, I know I see some different numbers. My own math showed me that it was like $162,000 per person of the people that didn't leave, and that just astounds me. I don't know. Nobody's asking a question. Everybody's, you know, some people are asking questions. I get texts saying, well, the city wouldn't do anything, so the governor stepped in and got the homeless people off the street for the Super Bowl and for the Taylor Swift concert, but... Forget the humanity part of this. For $162,000, you could have bought somebody a house. I don't understand how it costs that much. Do you, and I know your figure says $85,000 to $105,000 per person, but I looked at the number of people that 108, I think it was, and divided it by the number that the governor's office put out. It didn't make any sense to me. Thoughts?
It doesn't make any sense. And that figure, whether your figure is right or my figure is right, that's only for 2.5 months of that temporary shelter. That does not include the cost of housing people after the shelter closed or services given to the folks after the shelter closed. So the math just doesn't add up. If you actually put, you know, if you multiplied it by 12 months, let's just say the shelter was open for a year, that would be around, I think, $350,000 per person. Again, you could house somebody through what the city was doing for multiple years. The city's plan would cost about $21,000 per person per year, which would include housing, health care, additional treatment, and wraparound services. So we were on track to house people for a lot less than that temporary shelter cost. And I'm concerned because once it closed, people were put into the low barrier shelter. There are some people who are unaccounted for, and we're seeing people pop back up on the streets, but more importantly, in neighborhoods and in blighted properties, as we predicted this would happen once the shelter closed.
So the bottom line is, and correct me if I'm saying anything wrong here, and you're a very talented attorney, and keep me out of trouble here, Leslie. I'd like to retain you if I can, but... we spent $162,000 to get the homeless out of sight for the Taylor Swift concert and the Super Bowl. The homeless center is now, the shelter is now closed. Of the 108 people found housing at a cost of $162,000 per, and for the other people, they're in low barrier shelters or are making their way back to the streets. So $162,000 later, while 108 people did find housing, you could have done it. The city was doing it for 21,000, not 162,000, if I'm correct there. And meanwhile, where'd all that money go? And we're right back to where we started. Did I say anything that's inaccurate there?
That's absolutely accurate, and it's perplexing. And, you know, the legislative auditor just released a report on the city's effort to shelter people and said that we were following best practices. You know, we needed some additional data sharing, but also that the state of Louisiana really wasn't helping the city of New Orleans fund homelessness efforts prior to the transitional center. So I would encourage the legislative auditor to dig into this transition center to see where the money went, how it was spent, who it went to.
I think, you know, a lot of times, and look, I don't know what I don't know here, but a lot of times people, you know, throw a lot of red herrings out there with homeless and get people fired up about that, or Democratic administration get people fired up about that. Meanwhile, they're not keeping track of the money, and sometimes, you know, you get people looking red or blue and they don't see green, which is, again, I hope somebody looks into this, because, and I'm not going to let it go, because I don't understand how it cost, and again, by my math, $162,000, by yours, $85,000 to $125,000 per person for 2.5 months, and we're basically going to be, in a couple of weeks, right back where we started. We'll pick it up. We come back with Leslie Harris, 850, 10 till 9. We'll talk about her role in reducing the NOPD's backlog of DNA tests, which is very important. Leslie Harris, Joe Geruso, I'm just going to pick a couple of names for you. Very talented people. Leslie left a partnership at a law firm for public service. Joe Geruso is leaving public service to go to a law firm because he's got kids to go through college and everything else. And I think both of them are interested in the best interests of the city. That's just my opinion. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Leslie Harris. Leslie, I don't want to skip over this too quickly, but to go back to the legislative auditor, the audit that they conducted sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, Philip DeVilliers, Cameron Henry, respectively, dated March 21st of 2025. That audit found, if you can give me a quick executive summary.
Sure. The audit found that the City of New Orleans was following best practices in decommissioning the encampments, that we had decommissioned 51% of the planned 14 encampments, so we had cleared 8 encampments, housed people of 14, and we're on track to continue that. It also said that the state needed to support this effort. And so I encourage anybody to go online and read the entire report. It has some interesting findings.
Let's talk about backlog of DNA and NOPD.
Yeah. I can tell you that when I first got into office, myself and my chief of staff visited the state crime lab. The state crime lab tests not only DNA kits from the city of New Orleans, but from across the state. And our DNA kits go in line with other jurisdictions. So we literally saw stacks of DNA kits just sitting there waiting to be tested. That was really heartbreaking given the low clearance rate, especially of our sexual assault cases here in New Orleans. And so I allocated $3 million to clear that backlog, and we are on track to clear it. We have tested 926 cases, and we will continue to work with the state crime lab on clearing that backlog.
What happens now with the homeless situation in New Orleans now that the governor's facility on Gentilly is closed? What happens now, Leslie, as far as the city and resources and getting homeless people off the streets?
We will continue to do what we were doing before the governor opened the transition center, which is intensive outreach to people who are unhoused, getting them the services that they need and getting them the housing that they need.
What will you be paying attention to at the council meeting today?
Oh, everything. We have a lot of budget items on track. We also have a tree ordinance that I've authored to protect our tree canopy. So that should be an interesting discussion.
Thank you, Leslie Harris. I appreciate your time as always. And look, seriously, listen. I know you can't listen to the next hour, but go back and find the audio with this dog psychiatrist, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
We all are going to need some medication or something, I guarantee you, with the dogs. Thank you. Brian Hare will be here next, author of Puppy Kindergarten and a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Duke University. Text your questions in, 504-260-1870. What's your dog doing, and have you ever wondered why he or she is doing it? Body language. We'll talk about it when we come back. WWL.